persons with disabilities. This is a decision. I'll turn it over to Commissioner Thorburn.
So just to fill everybody in, kind of review, this ADA Advisory Committee is a statutory committee to the commission. It is, by statute, comprised of representatives from each of our regions. It meets four times a year, twice in person. The in-person ones are associated with our meetings, on each side of the state, and then a teleconference as needed. We had three vacancies, Region 3, Region 4, and Region 6, and actually had a very nice pool of applicants. The committee is staffed by Human Resources here. A couple of weeks ago, Commissioner Smith and I interviewed the applicants. We were very pleased. We selected one applicant for each of the regions, which we're bringing to you now to vote on. For Region 3, selected individual is Charles Grijalva. Mr. Grijalva is a certified respiratory therapist from West Richland, Washington, and has been assisting individuals with disabilities for many years. He has been extensively involved in volunteer and service organizations in his community, and is an active hunter. So that's Charles Grijalva, Region 3. Region 4, Ryan Troyer. Mr. Troyer currently serves on the Washington State Developmental Disabilities Council, having previously served on the Seattle Commission for People with Disabilities. A graduate of the University of Washington, Ryan has accessibility and adaptive technology experience for persons with disabilities. A lifelong outdoor enthusiast, Ryan enjoys fishing. I'll just add, it was clear to us that Ryan is a young man, and will change the age composition of the committee, which was certainly a draw in our selection, although he was very impressive as well. And then Region 6, Carolyn Evanoff is our selection. Having retired as the resident base director for Lockheed Martin Space Systems, Ms. Evanoff is an author, lecturer, providing coaching on employee empowerment and career development. She has received numerous honors for her technical and leadership skills and volunteer service. She has 16 years of experience providing ADA accommodations in the workplace and enjoys harvesting clams, oysters, crab, and is a wildlife viewer as well. She will change the gender balance of the committee. So, again, we were quite impressed. I'll just say that the responsibility of this group is to bring issues about accessibility for people with disabilities to our activities, and it really provides a very important function, and both Brad and I felt that these would be outstanding additions to the committee, so we bring them to you for, I will actually move that we add Charles Grijalva, Region 3, Ryan Troyer, Region 4, and Carolyn Evanoff, Region 6, to our ADA Advisory Committee.
Motion's been made. Is there a second?
I second.
Okay. Further discussion? I'll just chime in. I've served, as I think most of you know, but Barbara, as the commission link to the ADA committee, and it's been a very, important committee. It is one of the few statutory committees, as Kim said, and as we have an aging population, and on, I think this committee, the goal is for them to bring forth recommendations to us so that we can help prioritize those recommendations to the department, which is from attitudinal barriers to physical barriers. It's a good group, and these three will add greatly to it. So it's been seconded. Hearing on no other further discussion, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. So we will give this to to HR, and then they will contact the respective people. And I think the first meeting,
it's April in Spokane.
April in